We're talking today with Tom Zacharias from National Crop Insurance Services. Tom, you were indicating that we've got a lot of folks that are really taking pot shots at our crop insurance system today, and a lot of the things that are being alleged against it are just not really all that fair characterizations.
Yeah, that's true. The critics of the program look at this in a short-term perspective. They don't look at the long-term when they think about what criticisms we hear. Agriculture is important. It's fundamental to the economy. It's fundamental to the regions that are primarily agriculturally based. So to have a safety net that supports that and promotes financial stability for our farmers, this is a critical issue for us.
One of the things that was suggested, and you had a little Q&A there with the chief economist from the House Ag Committee. Some members of Congress have talked about, and some anti-crop insurance folks have talked about, some sort of a limitation on the payment premium. How would you make that work?
Well, anything that is put in place that limits participation or discourages farmers from participating is going to have a long-term negative impact on the program. The program is insurance-based, so we need low-risk producers in the program, and we need large-scale participation. So when you put constraints on that or impediments to that, you're going to degrade the actuarial performance and the participation. Then we're going to end up in a situation where farmers don't have coverage, and we walk into the demand or need for disaster legislation, which will be an impossible battle in today's environment.
You were indicating that we really have had a lot of growth in the level of the program, number of acres involved, amazing numbers, really.
Oh, sure. You go back to 1998, I think we're at about 180 million acres. Now I think this year maybe right at 280 million acres. So if you look at this from congressionally based support, we've achieved those goals. And at the same time, if you look at the long-term relationship between premiums and losses, the program's on an actuarial sound basis. So at an aggregate level, it's performing well. It's doing what it's supposed to do.
How do we best defend crop insurance as we have it today to those that are skeptics?
Well, I think start with the base. The base is a sound agriculture. Agriculture is fundamental to any society, and so we need that to be stable. All right, so if it's stable and we've all got a quote-unquote place at the table, then there's going to be a need for public investment in agriculture, not just crop insurance, not just the farms there, but agriculture in general. So we have to have our eyes wide open to that. That's in our best long-term interest. So critics need to look at this not as a budget outlay from year to year, but what are we promoting for stability for agriculture and the economy as a whole?
And obviously, when Mother Nature gives us a bad weather situation, we have losses, that's when the payments are actually coming.
Oh, yeah. These are payments that in the crop insurance system, unless a farmer has a loss, doesn't receive an indemnity. Farmers are paying positive premium amounts. They're paying about $4 billion annually these days. And that doesn't include the losses they absorb on their deductibles. These policies have 20% deductibles on them. So farmers are absorbing that. And that's just not well understood in the general public.
Kind of think with me for a moment and look out into the future. What are some of the more innovative ideas that are out there right now about new type of products or the things that we need to have that will better serve agriculture, you know, 5 years out, 10 years out?
Well, I think the issues will be how we deal with, say, specialty crops, fruits and vegetables. Those are different risks, and those are in regions don't have the large-scale acreages that we see in the Corn Belt. So learning and trying to adapt our systems to do that. The technology's there. It's just a capability of, you know, absorbing and bearing the risk. And that's going to take work of farmers, private insurance companies, and risk management agency, USDA.